I'm Tracy Ross. I'm joined in the studio by Kate Lochte, and on the phone we have Friends of LBL Special Events Coordinator Cindy Earls. Cindy, thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Cindy, you know, I was thinking about speaking with you and recalling the last time our hummingbird came up and said, well, you know, it's about time you filled the feeder. What are you going to do for me, bud? And I thought to ask, do hummingbirds, do they come back to the same places year after year? Because they act like they know you. I mean, the ones at our feeders act like they've been there before.
And I believe they do. They have a homing instinct that they will come back to the same ones. But I'm not the hummingbird expert, so I just invite everyone to come out in a couple of weeks to our hummingbird festival and talk with the real experts, and they will capture and band the hummingbirds, and you can see them up close. It's just amazing. Well, they ask them all kinds of questions.
This is a really big deal. How many years has the hummingbird festival been going on? It's the first weekend in August, right?
Yes, it is. And we tried to sit down and figure out. We know it's been at least 13 years because that's how long the Forest Service has managed. So it's probably maybe 10 years even before that. They've been feeding the hummingbirds for 20 or 30 years there. So that's why they have such a large number.
And you have an expert come in to speak and band. I believe we've had him on WKMS before.
Yes. Last couple of years, we've had a Mr. Brainerd Palmer Ball Jr. and Mark Monroe. They're local men from Kentucky, and they've been doing it for the last two or three years now. They do a great job, and they will continuously collect the hummingbird. It's amazing how they capture them, and then they'll measure them and put little tiny little bands on their legs. It's just fascinating to see how they can do that. And then just to see these hummingbirds up close is just amazing. And then they'll choose somebody to release it. So get this tiny little hummingbird about the weight of a nickel in your hand as it kind of recovers and then flies away. It's amazing.
Wow.
I can't never get enough of it. It just always amazes me every year.
Describe the method for capturing them.
They all have their own contraptions, but it's basically the hummingbird feeder, and a lot of them will have a cage around that feeder. So the hummingbirds will go in, and then some way they'll have a door that shuts that traps them. So and then they can just capture them very grab them very carefully. I've been there for 13 years, and none of them have ever been injured. So these guys know what they're doing.
What would you say the hummingbird population is in Land Between the Lakes?
I have no idea. Really, I have no idea. I know at the nature station, they predict about 200 hummingbirds just in the backyard there. But
wow.
From what I understand, that at your feeder, if you have two hummingbirds, there's probably two or three more, and you just don't see them. They just come back and forth.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as part of the programming for the Hummingbird Festival, which is the 3rd and 4th of August at the Nature Station, you've been involving artists, and I'd like you to talk about, tell us how the artists are highlighted in the Hummingbird Art Exhibit.
Well, we all love hummingbirds, and it's just we want to be somehow, I know myself, you just want to be involved in those hummingbirds, and a good way of doing that is to draw them, capture them on photographs or capture them on pen and paper. And so we've invited area artists to come and show their work and how they've captured it. And actually, art is a tool that you can use to observe nature and learn more about it, because when you're drawing that hummingbird, you're very much focused on the details of that animal. Or if you're drawing a wildflower, you're focused on the details. So you learn how that bird or that plant interacts with its environment. So this year we have several different opportunities. We're trying something new. We've had art exhibited from one artist, one photographer, Teresa Gemeinhardt, and so we decided she had a great idea of exhibiting this work, of opening it up to other artists. So you can come and see some of the work of photographer Tom Fusco. He's from Grand Rivers. He does a great job. Jan Farley is from Cadiz area. She's a watercolor artist and also a photographer. She sent me some of her pictures. They're just amazing. And then we also have Melanie Cunningham from Murray, who is also a wildlife photographer. And another artist who's a little bit different, she's a sculptor, and she does jewelry, Melissa Drake. She produces hummingbird wing pendants and rings, and I've seen pictures. I can't wait to see them in real life because they're amazing in their details. So we just have a lot of different ones. And then we have booths from some of other artists who will also be displaying their works. Lenny Fratrell is a wonderful gentleman from Nashville. He comes up to Land Between the Lakes many times and draws the animals at Nature Station, but then also the elk and bison at the Elk and Bison Prairie. His drawings are very reminiscent of John James Audubon. Yeah. And he's going to be displaying some of his works, but he is also going to be doing a program on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and he's going to teach you how to draw and how to discover the artist within you, because everyone has the potential to be an artist. You just have to train yourself, and very easily you can learn how to draw very realistic things. He's a wonderful teacher, so I really urge people to come to that, to just kind of a real simple workshop. On Saturday, just talking about little workshops, Teresa Gemeinhardt is going to do a program on the art of photography. So she's going to talk about just some of the early basics and how to take a good picture and how to capture that little hummingbird as it's flying by very quickly. So very interesting things. And then finally, Ray Stainfield also is going to set up a booth at the Hummingbird Festival. He's a wildlife photographer who is also part of our Bugle Corps, who monitors the elk and bison prairie, and he has some very candid shots of the prairie. So he's going to be showing some the plants and the wildlife and the whole ecosystem for the prairie, and then that also brings in the hummingbirds and other pollinators. So we have a busy weekend.
And it starts with that the famous dinner with the hummingbirds on Friday, August the 2nd. That's a reservation dinner, $20 a person, and it fills up pretty quickly, I understand.
It does fill up, and we still have some openings, so if you're interested, it is an amazing experience. We set up tables out in the backyard of the Nature Station, and if you haven't been to the Nature Station this year, their wildflower gardens are beautiful. I've never seen them so pretty. So just to be in that atmosphere is wonderful, and then to have these wonderful little hummingbirds flying around as you're eating. There will also be, you'll have your own private banding demonstration, and so you get to see them up close also.
It kind of sounds like you'd be in Disney World or something, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's better than Disney because it's real. I mean, it's nothing. There's no animatronics there. They're just these real
birds flying
around. Yeah. And occasionally a skunk might come and wander around. But they're pretty docile, and they're used to it because that's their home. So they'll just kind of wander by and say hi.
Not in the way that they sometimes say hi, right?
No, correct. Yeah, these are pretty used to people. So, and if you have a lot large crowd, they won't come around. But they're very cute and kind of nice to see. Just kind of adds to the atmosphere.
Well, we're doing this a little early, and I think we'll probably do another interview closer to the time. But really, I mean, August is just around the corner.
Right.
And we're talking about the Hummingbird Festival returning to LBL's Woodlands Nature Station. Primary events are Saturday and Sunday, August 3rd and 4th, from 10 to 4. And admission is $6 for ages 13 and up, $4 for ages 5 to 12, and free for children 4 and under.
Correct.
Cindy Earls, thank you very much.
And, oh, you're very welcome.
Maybe you could come back and we could talk about primitive art and hummingbirds, because I thought they just drew horses and cows, but... could we do that another day?
Oh, absolutely.
Good deal. LBL sounds good on WKMS. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.